everyone is creative. And I really do mean everyone. Creativity is not so much a matter of giftedness as it is a matter of biology. Physically, all that's required for creativity is this thing right here. Now, we're not going to talk about brain dominance, and we're not going to talk about the structure of the brain today. We could do that another time. What I want to talk about with you is two approaches to creativity. And in my observation, these seem to be consistent with everyone. Everyone tends to lean toward one side or the other. And I call these two types of creativity improvisation and organization. Now, there's probably better words for them, but that's what I like to call them because it best matches their functions. And as I describe to you what these two sides tend to focus on, try to think of which one you think you might be. Because I think recognizing your approach to creativity can help you both in the other aspects of your life that you may not think of as creative, and also may help you get out of your creative ruts when you run into them. Now, the easiest way that I can think of to introduce these to you is to talk about words that are often used in different art forms. Now, in music, you'll often hear of improvisation as playing music by ear. Pick up an instrument and give it a try. And the organizational side, music reading or music theory. In writing, the terms discovery writer and outliner are often used, and they're basically the same concept. The idea of improvising a story versus organizing a story. Now, keep in mind, I'm not trying to draw a line down the middle and say either you're on this side or you're on this side. The point is not so much to see which side you are on, but rather to see where along that spectrum you are. Because by recognizing where you are on that spectrum, you can better balance your creative efforts. And also, you can know where your strengths are to pull you forward in times that are rough and to advance you beyond what you can now do. So let me be more specific. Improvisers, those on the improvisational half of the spectrum, tend to be those who approach art with, let's see what happens here. Let's sit down and try this out. Let's sit down and play some music and see what comes out. Let's get up on stage and see what I play. They're the ones that want to sit down and just start writing. They're the ones that want to take a pencil and start drawing, without even necessarily knowing what they're going to draw. Or perhaps they'll have an idea, they want to draw a kangaroo, but it's not until they start drawing the face and so forth that they start deciding what kind of position they want the kangaroo to be in. Now, those are rather extreme examples of the improvisational side, but they help illustrate what we're looking at here. Organizers, or those who are on the organizational half of the spectrum, tend to be those who like to lay things out ahead of time. With an art piece, they might draw a graph and do a fine sketch of it before they start actually drawing. Sometimes they'll even draw miniature versions before they start on the big picture. In music, they might be the ones that write the music out on paper before ever sitting down at the piano to play it. They're also more likely to want to practice scales, get really good at the fundamental principles before diving into a large piece of music. Again, this is on the extreme side, but I think it illustrates what I'm trying to convey. So which are you? Are you an improviser or an organizer? You probably have a pretty good idea which one you already are. But just in case, you may want to take the little quiz that I've created to help you recognize whether you are, in your whole life situation, an organizer or an improviser, because that can make a difference in your art. You may naturally be an organizer, but you were taught to write by sitting down and writing without any plan of what you're going to write. You may have gotten so used to that you're comfortable with it. But if you're an organizer in most aspects of your life and you're most comfortable as an organizer, you may want to find that out, because you might find that taking an organizer approach to writing will be incredibly rewarding and easier for you. Now, if you're an improviser and you've been taught with your art that you need to lay things out, get extremely organized, and all fit it out before you even start working on the project, yet you take a more improviser approach to most aspects of your life, you may want to take an improviser approach to your art as well, just to see how it works. I think you'll find that you enjoy it more and find it more satisfying. Now, you may ask yourself, why does it matter if I'm an organizer if I prefer doing improvising with my art? Or, I have the system that I have laid out that I use for my art, and if I don't take that approach, I may feel kind of lost. Now, you may be right, and I'm not trying to dictate how you should approach your work, but you may want to find these things out and kind of examine your life to see which way you fit so that you can use that a little bit more effectively in your art. Because we're talking about a strength here. Your strength is where your preference lies. And by knowing your strength and knowing your weakness, you may be able to expand, you may be able to get out of a rut, you may be able to better know where to go from here. Now let me illustrate for a moment what I mean by other aspects of your life. I am an improviser. I've taken this test, I've examined my life and seen, yeah, I tend to be very improvisational in my approach to life. Now, I didn't realize that this was the case. I knew that I was an improvisational musician. I knew that I did that, but that was all I knew. And it wasn't until I started looking into these things and seeing creativity from the approach of improviser versus organizer that I realized, wow, this is an empowering thing. For example, sometimes I scare people with my cooking because I don't tend to follow recipes. I like to try stuff. I like to throw stuff in and see what happens. Now, with doing that enough, you start to become familiar. Yeah, the cumin doesn't taste so good in ice cream. With gardening as well, I like to throw stuff in the ground, see if it comes up. If it does, then I move it where I want it or leave it where it is, and it flourishes however it wants to. And as I started looking at this and realizing that I'm an improviser in and out, not just in my art, it helped me understand other aspects of my life. I hate auto mechanics, and I'm no good at woodwork. Those are two aspects of my life that I knew I should be better at, but just couldn't stand approaching. And as I started thinking of it in the context of improvisational, organizational, I realized that my paradigm of those subjects was that those are organizational subjects. In my mind, I was having the problem that I could not see any improvisational way to approach auto mechanics. You have to know every little thing, where it goes, what it's supposed to do, before you can even approach it, and I just wasn't comfortable with that. It just didn't jive with my approach to creativity. Same with woodworking. Everything had to be measured out exactly, laid out, put on a blueprint, and put together in just the right order, or things wouldn't work. When I realized that I, as an improviser, was looking at these subjects as if they were organizational-only subjects, I realized, wait a minute. Who says that auto mechanics can't be improvised? Who says that you can't take a few pieces of wood, start putting it together, and see what happens? And when I realized that, I started finding a lot more fun things to do. Now remember, when we talk about these differences between improvisers and organizers, it's not a difference in the way their brains work necessarily, as in a way that they prefer to approach creative projects. Now we've talked about how knowing your creative type can help you to expand in other aspects of your life. Let's talk about how it can help you in your field that you are already engaged in. Let's say you're a writer, and let's say you're an improvisational writer, also known as a discovery writer. Knowing that that's what you are, and knowing that that's where your strength probably lies, may help you when you get in a rut. When you're experiencing writer's block, instead of saying, oh, I just can't write right now, it's just not coming to me, try going to another field of interest. Perhaps you're interested in gardening or family history. Approach that subject improvisationally as you would the way you most enjoy it or the way that works best to point you in an improvisational thought process. Doing so may kick that improvisational thought process into gear so that when you sit down and write again, you'll be able to flow. If you're an organizer, do the same thing, but with an organizational approach to a different subject of interest. But this also works both ways, and this may sound a little more confusing, but let's say that you're an improviser, and you're trying to improvise music, and you're finding that it's just not coming. You're experiencing that block, that sense of, I just can't get anything to flow, I can't get anything to come, there's nothing inside me, it just won't come. Maybe you've been stuck in your comfort zone of improvisation, that your brain is hungering for a little bit of the other side. By simply setting aside, I know I'm an improviser, this is how I do it, but just for today, let's take an organizational approach to this, just to see how it works. And you may find that it gets you out of that rut, that your brain is really actually right now in the other side, and that could be why you're experiencing the block. It could be that your brain is on the other side and doesn't know what to do with it. And if you approach it for that particular session as if you were an organizer instead of an improviser, or vice versa, you may find the block just opens up, and you may find yourself being able to accomplish as much as you need to. And also, this can be very useful because there's probably aspects to your project that require a little bit more of the other side. And if you use that time when you're experiencing that block to do those things, you may find that, oh, my brain is just in organizational mode instead of improvisation mode. And if I just do something that's an organizational thing, then I may be able to accomplish those things and not have to worry about it when I am in the right frame of mind. Now, there's a ton more we can say about this, but that should be enough to get your mind thinking. And your homework assignment for today is to go to the quiz and take it. Find out for sure whether you're an improviser or an organizer. Now, that quiz can be found at my website at chazhathaway.com/creative. Or if you just go to chazhathaway.com, I'll put in the fun stuff drop down. I'll put one that's marked creative, and you can just click on that to get to the quiz. And recognize when you do this, the number that you come to, the final number between 1 and 100, is not a score so much as it is where you stand on that organization to improvisation scale. 0 being improvisational, completely improvisational, 100 being completely organizational. I don't know anybody who's entirely one or entirely the other. You're probably somewhere in the middle. I am a 16, which places me very much on the improvisational side. Take that quiz, see what you are, see what number you come out with, and that will tell you both your creative type and how far you are along that side of the spectrum. Once you know your type, think about the things that you're working on, your creative projects, your other kinds of projects, and look at it from the standpoint of that creative type. Are there aspects of it that you've been dreading because you consider them to be organizational or improvisational? And is there a way that you can change it a little bit to be more toward where your creative side lies? And you may find yourself breaking through creative walls that you've never even dared to approach before. After you've finished, come back and comment how it might affect your future approach to creative projects.